This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
No shit, all Sherlock, it's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And we are rocking and rolling.
Aaron, you've done something new to your hair today.
Yeah, I can't quite place it.
Let's put my finger on it. You're just out of reach.
Let's do this.
I'm trying to put my fingers in it. Okay. I've been told I shouldn't do that.
Okay, let me cut some of it off to see if I can reconfigure.
Right before we recorded, I said, don't talk about my hair. I just am putting it up in a crazy way to get my bangs out of my face. And right out of the gate, talked about my hair. And then JPC reached across the table far as he could.
And today I'll be posting a picture on Twitter of this exact moment.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag she bangs, she bangs.
She bangs. Oh, baby, she moves.
Aaron, I think
Genuine's ponytail.
I think your hair looks great. The only reason that I mention it is because of how weird it looked.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Is this episode 68?
This is 68.
68 and we're feeling great.
Which I believe you're hosting, and then JPC will be doing 69.
La, la, la,
feeling
la,
so fine.
Lasagna, baby. Mondays, baby. La, la, la. 69. We all know what that means. Making a big pan of lasagna and eat it with your cat.
I come, you come. We all come. For 69.
You said that you weren't going to talk about Cumptown on this podcast.
That's fair. To be fair. To be fair. Aaron, you and I just got back from Grand Rapids.
We did.
Where we did a show and some workshops.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell JPC all about it? Catch him up?
Yes, I literally have not heard about it, and I was waiting until we got on air so that the good stuff could be captured forever.
Well, we drove 3 hours each way.
I heard about
this. We listened to musicals.
You told me this part.
Aaron played me All of Assassins, which I'd never heard.
What did
fantastic.
You think?
I thought it was tremendous. So I'm
Best
excited
song?
To see the show.
Best song?
Best song is the one that's a duet between Squeaky Frome and someone else.
The guy who liked Jody.
Shot Roosevelt?
No, Reagan. He tried to.
Yeah. Oh, Hinckley.
Hinckley.
Hinckley Jr.
Hold my pistol. Hold my gun. Assassin's time has come.
You say you don't want to be on off book, but you auditioned for it every
come
episode.
Also, you just
down.
Mentioned come. We did that. We listened. I kept putting on Cats as a joke.
We kept listening to Cats. We listened to some Joseph, Hadestown.
Joseph Slabs.
The people there
Joseph
were tremendous.
Slabs.
We met so many wonderful people. I thought the show went pretty good. People seemed to enjoy it and laughed a bunch.
I got really bad stage fright before that show. Every once in a while, you guys, I get pretty bad stage fright.
You never know when it's going to strike.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, just so you know, I did use the following phrases in the show.
Okay.
Finger banged in a Culver's, butt fucked in a Cracker Barrel, 69 in a Red Robin.
Okay.
I say that because you're prepping for episode 69, so you might want to work in some Red Robin.
I don't care how many Luke Knoll song titles you use in an improv show. That doesn't matter to me. He's a friend. But it's okay.
We went twice. We went the night of our show and then the very next day for dinner. We went twice to maybe the best tiki bar I've ever been to.
Which is crazy because Adol's obsessed with
I've
tiki.
I've been to,
for dinner you went to a tiki bar?
Yeah. We had the best chicken of all time.
Truly.
We had a 55-day age prime ribeye. We had oysters.
Wow.
And we between the two of us, we had 9 tiki drinks.
You ate oysters in Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so we went.
That's smart.
This is what happened.
Sure.
So we were driving into Grand Rapids, and we saw a huge billboard.
Oh, yes. This is a good
You tell it.
We saw a huge billboard that said, it's called Max's South Seas Hideaway. And I saw that and I go, oh, we got to go to this tiki bar. And Aaron goes, yay. You do your.
I went, yay.
And then I said,
she does it much better.
And then I said, oh, it says coming this fall. And Aaron said, and then I go, but it is fall.
Yay.
I go, but it's beginning of fall.
Oh.
And then she looked on it and she goes, it's open.
It's open. And so we went to our show.
It's called Max's
South Seas Hideaway. And it's a $33 million tiki bar. And we met the owner, which is a guy named Mark Sellers, who's a billionaire, and he owns the Titanic.
It's a $33 million tiki bar. What
if
does that
you were
mean?
Inside of it, you'd get it.
It is truly one of the coolest restaurants or bars I've ever been in my life.
I'm going back next year because they're building a tiki-themed Airbnb on the roof, or in, not on the roof, or the top floor.
On the roof.
So I'm going to go back and stay in the Airbnb.
Yeah, just throw a sleeping bag out here. It gets pretty cold at night.
It rains, but that's part of the tropical appeal, Polynesia.
But I've never gone to a restaurant twice in 24 hours, I don't think. And we went for drinks and had really fun tiki drinks. And then we went back the next day and got amazing food.
I went to that vegan place twice in 24 hours that we went to when we went
to
LA.
LA.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I went to that place after both. No. God, why did I go to it? Did we have two shows in LA? No, we didn't. Of course not. We had one show.
One show.
I don't know why I went there twice, but I went there twice.
Maybe after recording?
Oh, no. It was because we were looking for a restaurant, and I was like, oh, this is like a vegan restaurant. This place looks great. And then I realized it was two blocks away from the place where we were doing our show.
Perfect.
Also, you're like, I'm in LA, the best vegan restaurants in the world, probably. And I'm just going to go to one twice.
The one place in LA that I wanted to go, they have like a vegan fast food place. Cool. I can't remember what that place is called, but
In-N-Out.
Yeah, in and out. Everything's vegan there. Wait, right? Please. That's awesome. Finding like a little local jewel.
Yeah.
And it's a tiki bar, so it's got something for Adel, and it was $33 million, so it has something for Aaron.
Yeah. I'd only ever been to Three Dots and a Dash.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger.
Finish it.
No.
I would love to be rich, like so rich.
You were flirting with that guy pretty hard.
No, I wasn't.
The billionaire? You were super,
yeah. We met him and he was, you could not ask for a more casual looking billionaire. Like Mark Zuckerberg would turn to him and be like, yikes,
so
dude, dress
nice.
Up.
And everyone in the restaurant was like, you should meet him. He's so nice.
That's
he's loving me so
like
nice.
Athleisure thing. I'm glad that I wasn't there because I probably would have stabbed
eaten
him in the
him?
Neck and eaten him. That would have put a damper on the evening.
Yeah.
I hope I've never met a billionaire.
But you might have.
You never know.
You met Chamillionaire.
I did meet Chamillionaire.
You were front row at one of his?
I was front row at one of his arrests. I'm sorry, his arraignment. He unfortunately was riding dirty, and which is illegal in Illinois until January 1st.
Ooh.
Do you think I'll ever be so rich? I want to be like fire your maid weekly kind of rich.
Oh, you're playing a little game on your phone?
No, it's
Plants
just a notification
Zombies 3?
On my phone. I have to keep my phone not on airplane mode because I have to access my riddles.
Well, can you turn off the volume?
What about the little button on
is
the
that
side
a button?
That turns the volume
the
off?
The volume is all the way down.
This button, don't you have this thing that
are you gaslighting us? We just heard a noise.
Ba-ding!
The volume's all the way down.
The volume is always
down. How long have you had an iPhone that you didn't know about that button on the
side?
Can I tell you something, Aaron? Can I tell you something? And I'm not, I'm no hedge fund manager. If you want to be rich, you have to know how to turn on your...
If you want to be liked, you have to stop being so mean to me.
This is my Jeff Foxworthy. If you can't turn off the volume on your phone, you can't be a billionaire.
Hey, everyone. I'm okay.
Yeah, Aaron, I think that there's a chance that you could be so rich.
I want to be like...
What would you be rich
for?
You'd be what?
You want to be rich so you could fire a person?
Yeah, I want to be.
By the way, I've fired people before. It's a terrible thing to do, and
no,
you don't have to be rich to do it.
No, I want to be like old school, like divorcee rich. Like I want to be
like old family money.
Yeah, I want like old family money, and I'm divorced, and I have like a harp, and I have like a little bell.
You're describing
comes.
Elizabeth Taylor.
I think I want to be Elizabeth Taylor. I'm not even kidding.
Mariah and I have had this conversation before because we both want to marry rich. And obviously, if we get married, we're not going to.
To be fair, rich is handsome.
Yeah, hell yeah. So rich is
he's
so
nice.
Good looking. Poor.
So poor.
But we've played through the scenario of what would happen, and what would need to happen is that we would have to marry some other person. They would have to die, and then we could get married when we had all that
Are
rich
you
person
implying
money.
Murder?
No. Just
he's outright saying.
You just I'm about to say okay. My boy. You just marry someone who's super old.
I like
right?
to see a scene. Adel, you're an old man that JPC has married.
Can I just say, Aaron?
What?
thank you so much for saying you're an old man. Legit. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying you're a man and implying I'm old.
You're you and about your age.
Oh, no, you're an, sucks.
You're you with the face you got.
You're an old man. And okay. JPC, you've married him. And you're trying to, like, not kill him, but, like, maybe speed things along.
Sure. What do you want to do for dinner tonight? Do you want to go bungee jumping?
Oh, I don't... You keep suggesting that. I'd prefer we stay home and look at the stars. I actually bought a constellation for you. I named it Gladys.
Oh, okay. That's for me?
Mm-hmm.
What did I say my name was?
Gladys.
That's right. My name's Gladys.
Knight in the Pips. You said your name is Gladys?
Knight in the Pips, yes. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we could look at the constellation, but wouldn't it be more fun to touch a star?
Oh, now, you want to go to space? I can call Elon.
No, I don't necessarily want to go to space. I just want to simulate that experience. So here's what I'll do. I'll turn the oven as hot as it gets, and then you can sit as close to it as possible.
Okay.
And then we'll get the experience of being next to a star.
Did I ever tell you my good friend Sylvia Plath died that way?
How old are you?
Well, when I knew Sylvia, I was about 65.
Gladys Knight in the Pips.
I just, a few years ago, watched Virginia Woolf drown herself.
Oh, boy.
Stones in the pocket, walked into the ocean.
This timeline. You know what?
A good friend of mine used to say, let them eat cake. So I got us a cake. And of course, I won't be partaking because of
You want to just fuck for 9 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck my butler for 9 hours. And I'll sit on this throne and watch.
Okay, hold on. Now, wait. Is Rich your butler? He look good.
Sorry, dude. My ringtone just went off. It sounds like me having a heart attack.
Put your phone on silent.
But you didn't even notice
it. Dinner. Put your phone on silent.
I don't know how to
do it. It's the button on the side.
I have a dial phone. Do I leave it on the handle, off the handle?
That's a bar of soap. That's not a dial phone.
You know my number is 2.
See?
I was never going to call that. My plan was to see if that
never
was a 40-minute.
We could have seen that. We could have seen that forever.
Anything else you want to update each other?
I don't think that any one of us will ever be rich, I'm sorry to say.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
What could Sean do to strike it rich? He'd have to, like, invent something.
Sean, I think there's something you want to say, but you're not going to say it.
Yeah, Sean, you saw it on my face.
I think Sean could be rich.
Yeah. Also, Sean, so he had a job where he was making an insane amount of money for the first, like, 4 years he was living in Chicago. And then he quit to pursue comedy full time.
How's that working out?
Great. Pretty good.
I'm just joking.
But he...
Damn, dude.
That's
brutal.
I'm just playing my family.
You know, you know when you say something really brutal and shitty, and then you say, I'm just joking.
I'm just joking.
My boyfriend was so...
Aaron, your hair looks great.
Well, thanks. I'm just joking. We were friends way before we were dating, so I was friends with him when he was so rich. Mm-hmm. And he would just, like, order, like... $80 worth of sushi when he was drunk. And he would just, like, buy all of our drinks, and he bought this, like, really nice TV. Like, he was just, like, what rich people do, which is, like, buy nice stuff and treat themselves. And now he's, like, I started dating him right when he quit his job.
I think that there's, like, a difference between rich and unhealthy spending habits.
True. But, it didn't make an impact at all. Or, like, one time he...
Yeah, I'm credit card rich.
One time he... His parents gave him and his siblings tickets to Hamilton for Christmas, and they went out to dinner before, and they were so excited, and they looked at the tickets, and it was for the night before.
No.
Oh, no.
And he knew he had let his siblings down so much, and so he just bought ticket day of to Hamilton.
Was the dinner for the night before, too? What if I ask questions? What if I ask questions like a stupid person would ask?
Sir, we served the table the entrees. No one was there, but that's not our fault.
But he's very good with money. I think Sean will be incredibly crazy person rich because he's just like so smart and savvy that way.
And then JPC will have to eat him.
Yeah, I think that
or marry him and then wait for him to die.
There would be a good chance of me being rich if I didn't keep on giving all my money to Bernie Sanders.
No, you give your money to birds.
To
who go to Burning Man.
You give your money to a sand crane.
Yeah. Okay, I have to see a scene.
Look at that sand crane.
I'm sorry, we will do riddles, but you are too... birds at Burning Man.
Well, you also have to be in this.
All right, I'll maybe walk on.
Great. Yeah,
fly on.
It'll be a fly on.
Squawk!
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 Squawk! So, you want a barter?
Squawk? What would I barter for, Squawk?
For whatever I have food here. I have some...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thai fusion.
Thai fusion?
Squawk.
What's it fused with, Squawk?
CBD? Squawk.
That doesn't feel like... CBD isn't a cuisine, Squawk. Is it fusion? Doesn't that belay that it's...
I'm going to ask you this one time. Are you a fucking cop, Squawk?
Are you
Squawk?
A fucking cop, Squawk?
Squawk.
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 You have to tell me if you're
Shit.
A Squawk.
Is that a... Was that you squawking or your walkie-talkie squawking?
My squawking walkie?
You're wearing a wire.
You're wearing a wire.
Squawk.
We're both standing on a wire.
Plumage. We're out of birds on a wire.
Birds on a wire. Squawk.
Hey, dude, do you see those two birds over there talking to each other?
What?
No, look up. You're looking at your feet. Look up from your feet.
Look up from my... Whoa!
Hey, dude, do you see Jared Leto looking up into the sky and falling over?
Holy shit. Wait, no, I'm looking at my feet. Those are my feet.
Squawk!
Wait, no, that is Jared Leto.
Squawk! What's Jared Leto doing up here?
Oh, whoa.
See?
Did you say, what's Jay Leno doing up here?
I'm gonna burn him in.
Okay.
We should do riddles.
This is a riddle podcast.
This is a riddle podcast.
But sometimes I just enjoy these people. Okay. This one's from Robert. Longtime listener, love the show. Here's a riddle I thought up.
Yeah, you love the show. You're a longtime listener. Tell me one thing I don't know about myself. I can't say it.
All right. Boop, ready?
Yes, we should say Aaron is old.
Yeah,
her face just as it is. Man puzzles.
Aaron is rapidly aging.
True, though.
Oh, what cup did you drink from?
The carpenter's cup.
I told this to Adel, but I was getting really bad migraines, and my doctor told me to get Botox. So I got Botox for the first time, and now my face looks weird.
What does that mean? In your face? Your doctor mm-hmm. was like, do Botox in your face for migraines?
Because mm-hmm. like I had a habitual, but also just like my muscles were super tense on my head.
Oh, is it
and that
attention
was giving me,
thing?
Yeah, it was giving me really, really bad.
Where do they put it? In your forehead?
No, not my forehead.
Your cheeks?
Bridge of your nose?
In my butt?
Bridge of your nose, crack of the bat.
No,
it's baseball
they put
season.
It, and just in one tiny spot in between my eyebrows. And now my face looks weird.
I don't think your face looks weird. I do think that one tiny spot looks fucked up.
That big hole in your face. I will say real quick, mm-hmm. when Erin told me that we were at the Diggy Bar, she also told me that she got her legs rotated and her tits undone, which made me laugh for 10 minutes.
Well, I was at a bar. I was fun, Erin. Okay.
I went to the doctor because I was having stomach pains and he reversed my ass.
Okay. This is the riddle from Robert. Uh-huh. Thank you, Robert. Born from the earth, tempered by heat, we bear many treasures and often a treat.
Iron
goblin.
You can rack us and stack us, you can crack us will break.
Eggs.
Witness.
But if a home goes without us, no meal shall they make.
Wood.
Eggs.
Coal.
Eggs.
It's gotta be coal.
Born from the earth.
Because a treasure you can make with it, you see the Hulk grab a piece of coal, crushes it, turns it into a diamond.
Hmm.
This is actually
that.
A great riddle, I think.
Wait, born from the earth.
Tempered by heat.
Glass.
We bear many treasures and often a treat. You can rack us and stack us and crack us.
Gorons.
We'll break. But if a home goes without us, no meal shall they make.
What comes from an earth that we eat? Carrots?
Is it a vegetable?
Is it a vegetable?
Nope.
Fruit?
Wait, watermelon, right? Tree?
It's not something you can eat.
It's probably watermelon again.
It's not something I can eat. I dare you to find me something I can't eat.
And Erin, I can't stress this enough. It's not coal.
No, it's not coal. It's not.
Are we hot
me.
Or cold?
Hot or cold.
Born from the earth, tempered by heat, we bear many treasures and often a treat. You can rack us and stack us and crack us will break. But if a home goes without us, no meal shall they make.
Bones.
Bones. Witches cook on bones, famously, Cauldron of Bones.
Not bones.
So,
doesn't my voice sound a little bit like a woman at the beginning of a movie? Like a fairy tale when I sing riddles? Born from the earth, tempered by heat, we bear many treasures and often a treat. You can rack us and stack us and crack us will break. But if a home goes without us, no meal shall they make.
Absolutely.
And then the music starts
How
and we zoom over the map.
Harold
of the land.
And Kumar get to White Castle.
You can't do better than me.
I can read that riddle better than you.
No, you can't.
With widgets and watchets and bones and boobies and movie voice and a little...
This is the Lorax
I can do, Hold on, yeah, I can do it really better. Is. I can do it better.
Okay.
Ding dong.
Hello?
Pizza delivery?
That's your dick.
It's like the Lorax again.
Did you order one piece of sausage? Extra small?
Born from the earth. And I don't want to talk about penises, so I'm going to sit here patiently. I'm going to go take a bath. Let me know when you guys are done talking about penises.
Oh, it's a bath.
Penises.
It's a bathtub. Water.
No, it's not water.
So it's something you need to cook with.
This
so,
word is two different. It can be two different types of things.
Iron.
One word for
iron.
Two things. No.
So to cook
that
with.
Iron is such a good example of, though.
In order to cook, you need wood or coal or gas.
I don't think you need to cook with it.
It says you can't eat.
Yeah.
Plates?
No meal. Yeah.
Is it
plates? Oh, tectonic plates.
Plates.
Oh.
A plate.
A plate.
Born
from
the earth, tempered by heat, we bear many treasures and often a treat. You can rack us and stack us.
You can stack plates.
And crack us, we'll break.
Oh, I heard rock 'em and sock 'em.
Home goes without us, no meal shall they make.
Dude, it's a double entendre.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
We really appreciate you listening and sending in your original riddle that he wrote in the store.
JBC, we should probably also say thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Own boys.
For your riddle you wrote in a store.
Thank you, Uncle Robert. Thank you for the bike, Uncle Robert.
Thank you for the riddle, Uncle Robert.
Now go clean your room.
Dork.
No, don't.
Fucking bag of dicks.
You freaking dork.
Robert fucking sucks. That's why your wife left you.
Yeah, where's Aunt Carol, Uncle Robert?
Yeah, where's Aunt Carol?
Oh, wait, what if this guy actually has been divorced? We should probably apologize.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, man. We get what you're going through. It's tough. It's tough out there for everybody. You're going to find love again.
You lost your wife. You write a riddle to get over her. All of a sudden, we're talking about Carol.
So, yeah, we bring her Carol. That's probably her name. Suddenly, she's a big part of our life.
Yeah, you put into the riddle, you can't eat a meal. That's not part of the riddle, but you just haven't been able to stomach any food, so you've been sucking down.
You're eating Lean Cuisines in your apartment. I'm fucking out with Carol. I'm driving around in my Dodge Durango with your ex-wife, my man. I know that's going to burn. I know it's gonna burn.
I just wanted you to say thank you.
I think we did.
Rewind a minute. We just needed to show our gratitude to a great
listener. You, Snake.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Robert.
This one is from Sierra. Okay.
Nevada?
Mm-hmm.
Mist?
Mist. This one's from Sierra Mist. I'm not sure if you've done this one yet, but I have only just started, so here goes.
Did you screen these?
Yes, I did.
You screened these, Aaron?
Yes, I did.
And this one's good? Because this person said they've only just started. And we're on episode 68.
How about I read it, and if you hate it, I'll...
Yes? What?
Give all my money to birds.
I get to pick the bird.
No, no. If you give my money to Big Bird, I swear to God.
I get to pick the birds.
That Big Bird knows what he did.
It is through bird of mouth.
Oh, God. Oh. And it's those birds who clean crocodiles' mouths.
And bird of mouth is just when you stick your mouth down somebody else's mouth and scream into their throat directly so they get all the nutrients.
Wait, sex?
Oh, I'm going to go take my bath. Okay.
So that's why Mariah's always crying.
One night, two people, a man and a woman, got into a boat. And it's night with a... Yeah.
Wait, just read the riddle.
Okay, you're right. One night, two people, a man and a woman, got into a boat. When they crossed the river, five folks got out. How is this possible?
River Styx, demons.
Demon Styx.
One night, two people... A man and a woman
I got, it.
Got into the boat.
I think you're supposed to read it as one night, two people, a man and a woman, got into a boat.
Yeah, I think we both got it because of the flat way you read it.
All right, can we redo it?
Yeah, redo it. Read it the right way.
And then play with it. We're actually going to cut this out.
No, we're not. Read it like a movie narrator.
No, I won't do it unless you promise we'll cut this out.
Yeah, okay.
Casey and I have riddles to, you know.
Casey, seriously, Casey, cut this out. Seriously, Casey, on your mind.
It's two against one.
All right.
It's two against one.
One night. Two people, a man and a woman, got into a boat.
Yeah, we know it. Aaron,
we
know.
Can't not unknow it.
The night is spelled with a K.
No, it's not.
Then there's also two people.
It's not.
Then there's also
it's not. It's
hold
not.
On. Hold on. Hold on. Let's all let's all take a shot at reading it. It's what is the line?
It's one night.
I blew it.
It's one night,
it's
two
not,
people,
but
a man
you don't
and a woman.
Know. Okay.
So here's how I'd read it. Here's how I'd read it. One night, two people, a man and a woman, got into a boat, and they sailed across.
Okay.
I hate this.
Clank, clank, clank. King Arthur, let's get into the boat.
Oh, yes, King Arthur, let's get into the boat. I'm the queen.
Ding dong.
We've never done this one. That's what's important. One night, two
turkey
people,
leg?
A man and a woman, got into a boat.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Okay.
One night, two people,
Aaron,
a man and a woman, got into a boat. When they crossed the river, Five folks got out. How is that possible? So, tell me how it's possible.
There was a K. There's also two people. There's also a man and a woman. That's five people.
Five people total. And plus the boatman.
The boatman.
Charon.
What's his name?
Charon.
Charon. Saruman's little brother.
From the River Styx, my man.
I would like to see a scene.
Is that not the boatman's name in the River Styx?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
Charman? Well, he's a Pokemon?
Charon.
Charmander? It's a Charmin bear.
Yeah, it's a Charmin bear.
No, he's rubbing his butt up against that tree.
Taking you to death.
To the other side to poop.
When I die, if I show up and it's the Charmin bear, I'm immediately going to be like... Hell. It's hell.
This is
I
hell.
Know right out of the gate. I mean, hell.
You're dead.
What mascot would you think? Oh, this is heaven.
Okay, what's the Snuggles?
That's a really good
Snuggles Downy Bear or whatever. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Is that heaven?
That little bear.
Yeah.
No, that's hell.
That little Snuggles
that's sinister.
Bear is heaven?
Yeah, Snuggles I think he's
is
a little hell. Sinister.
Wait, Snuggles is hell?
Yeah, and he speaks with like the scream voice where he's like.
What's heaven? What mascot is heaven?
Grimace, and he's like,
Grimace yeah. is heaven?
Yeah. Because he's silent. He's like a monk, right? Yeah. Does he talk?
No, I think he says Robble Romble.
Yes, yes. The Hamburglar says Robble Robble. Grimace says Romble Romble. And then there's Ronald McDonald who says
Wobble Wobble.
And then Van Halen, of course, says Cabba
Welcome
Wobble.
To the jungle. Do you see? Okay, if it's hell, it's I know it because it's the Hamburglar and he's getting his nipples ripped off.
Great, I want to see a scene.
Hold on.
But if it's heaven, it's the Hamburglar and he's getting his nipples ripped off. People ripped just rip on. It on his nipples.
I was about to say.
What if Riptorn changes into Rip Nipples?
I was about to say the Hamburglar is also the heaven one. I knew it. I think that
I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell.
I think those Coca-Cola bears are heaven.
Oh, the polar bears?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the hamburger helper glove is hell. Is it a fist?
You're not wrong. You are. That's the truest thing you've ever said.
And he goes, let me get more comfortable. And he unzips his glove and just spiders come out.
But also, in hell, he's human size.
Yeah. Yes.
He's not the size of a hand.
No.
Oh my gosh, we made a hamburger helper joke. I think that we made a joke about the hamburger helper.
We made a joke about you made a joke about wanting to marry him.
That's ridiculous.
And we got some fan art of you marrying the hamburger. But I think when he unzips his glove, it's just meat falls out, right? Raw meat.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, so wait, he's the helper?
He helps the hamburger.
Well, he's the hamburger.
Yeah. Well, the hamburger helps him to live.
What's the scene that you want?
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you've died, and this is not canon. I love you, and I would wish nothing ill
but
towards
going to
you.
Hell.
But you did go to hell, and the way you know it is because of who presents himself.
Okay, I'm in an elevator.
And JPC will play that entity.
Mm-hmm.
Can't quite know if I'm going up and down.
Going down.
Okay, it sort of sounds like that dog.
Ping pong.
Oh, I hate ping pong. I hate ping pong. Oh, I'm so bad at ping
pong. Play me in a game of ping pong.
Oh, shoot.
Shh.
Okay, I'm thinking hell. I'm thinking this must be hell.
Final Destination. Please get off the elevator.
Movies. Okay, I hate those movies.
And please take your copy of Final Destination.
A DVD? There's not even a DVD in
it's
here.
It's actually a laser disc.
And it's for season 3, disc 1 of Will and Grace. What's going on?
And a platform raises, and a shadowy figure steps forward.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Dharma and Greg.
Hello.
Step out of the shadows. I can't quite see you.
Here. Do you see my visage?
No, I can't quite tell who you are yet by voice or look.
Well, voice is being also obscured by shadows so that you can make a determination.
Tell me
what you see, child.
Tell me who you are.
Tell me something, girl. Are you sick of all this crazy hell?
Are you Bradley Cooper?
I'm Bradley Cooper! Welcome to hell, I am the devil, you're getting poked with sticks.
Say it.
I thought you were great in Wedding Crashers.
Thank you, that's one of my best
movies. I would have put $10 down that you're going to be Paul Walker.
Oh,
man. Money well spent.
Oh,
God. So many people went as Lady Gaga for their... Halloween costumes.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, I'm all over Twitter.
Lady Gaga.
Okay. I blew that one. This one's from Jamie. Jamie's from Jolly Old England.
Sounds like me after a party in high school.
Jolly Old England?
I blew that one.
Wait, big party. You after a party, you blew that one?
No.
You had a suck and fuck party? All right. Suck and fuck party one.
Suck and fuck party one? Hold on. This isn't an episode of Cumtown. Calm down. there's got to be 0% crossover between our listenership.
Are we ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
This is from Jamie. Sweet Jamie sent
it's
these.
From Sweet Jamie?
Yeah, Sweet Jamie.
Sweet.
From Jolly Old England. So they sort of did they created their different kind of brand of riddles. These this feels a little bit like a Sandy segment.
Wait, are we going to do branded riddles?
Brand, yes.
These riddles
also,
are
I think
Brandy.
We should get branded with a thing that says riddles.
We should get what?
Branded.
Oh,
branded tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah, like tattoos.
So that if we wander off, people know where to sell our beef.
I think.
Tell me something more.
This is making me laugh. Okay. That was really funny. Sometimes you just got to slow down and laugh at the funny things they're saying. I think we should get riddles written on our foot, but in that Andy handwriting, like the toys have in Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Looks like a child wrote riddles on our foot.
Could we get a group? Hey, riddle tattoo.
I would.
So, who would get the hay? Who would get the riddle? Who would get the riddle?
I want hay.
Fuck.
Damn it.
You want hay?
Yeah, of course
you
want
hay. You want hay tattooed on
people,
your body?
Like, people, I'll be like on a date with a guy and he'll be like, is that, do you have hay on you? And I go, yeah, it's not about any
big
podcast. It's
fan.
Just like a funny thing. Yeah.
No, I was saying, do you have hay on you? You're covered
yeah, you're
in hay.
Aaron, you're in a barn. Were you raised in a barn?
No, my name is Needle. And I was just in a haystack.
And she's stacked. Hey.
Okay, so this is its own thing, and this is how it works.
Wait, would we really get a group tattoo?
Yeah, but
would
I don't think
tattoo?
It would just say,
like,
hey, riddle, riddle. No, which, I'm not the holdout.
Would you get one?
I'd get if it was stupid.
I'd get it if it was small and stupid.
Thank you.
Okay.
Small and stupid?
Yeah, but also I don't want it to be my first tattoo. I have to get another tattoo in January, which I'm going to, and then after that I will.
You have to get another tattoo?
I'm getting my first tattoo in January. Or if you're my mom, I'm not.
If
I'm
your
definitely
mom.
Not. Hey, mom, I'm not getting a tattoo. This is like a joke.
Hypothetically, as a joke, what would your tattoo be that you're getting in January?
The number for my address of the house that I'm moving out of right now.
Oh, okay.
I've been in.
Oh, that's right.
Years.
I think you mentioned that.
In my room, my hypothetical roommate's handwriting.
And you motioned along the lower back?
No, I was motioning to my butthole. No, I would do my rib thing.
Was droopy dog as an address?
Just step on
my butthole.
My butthole.
All right. Basically, you have a mashed up movie title. You give a new blended synopsis for said movie, and the guessers have to guess the title.
What if we don't want to do it?
Can we get an example?
Yes.
And then we'll decide if we want to do
it. And then Jamie says, for example, in 2035,
okay.
Will Smith answers a village's request for protection after he falls on hard times.
Gemini Man.
The town needs protection from androids, so Will Smith gathers six others to help him teach the people how to defend themselves. It's a mashup of two movies.
Robot Samurai?
Oh.
Bottle Rocket.
No, you had the two movies.
It.
Yeah, and?
Seven Samurai?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, but you have to say the title.
That's I said I, Robot Samurai.
No, but it makes sense. They like
Seven
mash up.
Robots.
They mash up with the sounds.
What is what
in sounds?
What Venn diagram does iRobot and Seven Samurai?
What is the
connect?
Sound that Samurai
iRobot
ends with?
Samurai
and what's the
Samurai robot?
Yeah.
Samurai
Seven
okay.
Samurai robot.
I got it. I want to apologize to Aaron. I want to apologize to Jamie.
Jamie's from England.
Jamie's got
a pun. Oh, that's why Jamie
pun.
Got it wrong because it was on the other side of the street.
Jamie is over.
Do you guys hear me sing? Jamie's got a pun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a pun?
Yeah. It's a portman.
All right.
A pun man, too.
Pun man, too.
So I have four rounds and a tiebreaker prepared below. But if you think they're a bit shit, feel free to make up your own.
That's such a British thing to say.
A bit shite.
I love
think
Jamie.
It's a bit shit.
If it's a bit shite.
Love what you guys do. Keep up the good work.
Thank
you, Jamie.
Just want to snog off.
Four rounds and a tiebreaker sounds like me after a party in high school.
Snog off, JPC.
Ooh.
What could that mean?
I'm getting more and more curious about these high school parties that
I
you were at.
Didn't go to much. Didn't go to many.
Are we ready for round one?
Yes.
Let's make this like a fun game. So like, round one.
Okay.
You just turned into Lady Smith Black Mambazo.
Diamonds on the soul. Them on Sesame Street. Have you ever heard them on Sesame Street?
Lady Gaga?
No. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
But they do, this was like decades ago. They did a song with Ernie singing the alphabet. They did the alphabet with Ernie, and it's like the most lovely song. Anyways.
I just learned the other day that the alphabet song is just Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Twinkle,
twinkle, A, B, C.
X, Y, yeah. E, M, A, B, C.
That just goes to show you all good ideas have already been done. Even alphabet song stole.
Yeah, so read these original riddles.
Okay, sorry. Round one. When the Joker unleashes zombies on Gotham City, our caped crusader barricades himself in a rural house trying to survive until dawn.
Shot.
You had a buzz.
Shaun of the
Buzz.
Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know it. I know it. Wait, no, I don't.
Oh, wait.
Shh.
God.
Oh, boy. So it's the Dark Knight.
No, it's not the Dark Knight. It is the Dark Knight. I know the other one.
You got a buzz.
The Dark Knight
and
Shaun of the Dead? No.
No.
What's the other one?
When the Joker unleashes zombies on Gotham City, our caped crusader barricades himself in a royal house trying to survive until dawn. So think of like a word, like if you only have one of them, you can maybe figure out the other one based on the
sounds. One of them is The Dark Knight, and the other one is a zombie survival movie, right?
28 Days Later?
But it has some sort of sound or word from the first title.
Is the? Are we counting the? Is the in there?
Yeah, but that's just the beginning. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
What's the one you have?
I don't think that's right.
So people barricade themselves in a house.
The Dark Knight of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Ding, 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 ding.
Buzz.
JPC won round one. JPC is from North Dakota.
I'm sorry you didn't let me finish. Buzz. Your what girlfriend. Woof. Thank you. I'm from North Dakota.
We're just getting to know our contestants. JPC is from North Dakota. He collects keychains. JPC, want to tell us anything else about your life?
Yeah, I'm from North Dakota. I'm from Argo, North Dakota, which is short for Argo Fuck Yourself. I love Ben Affleck movies. I don't collect keychains. I collect key fobs, which are essentially keychains, but they're for Sobs, which is a car that they don't make anymore, but not because it was bad, because nobody bought it.
And JBC, do you have any family members in the audience tonight?
No.
What the fuck?
There is my ex-stepdad, Rick, is here tonight.
Rick rules!
Rick rules. He was married to my mom for a very brief amount of time.
6 months!
It was not 6 months. It was 28 days later. But they're divorced now. He still supports me. He's a bad guy. Worst voice.
And that was JPC. JPC, we're so happy to have you on the show tonight. Adel, I think you can do a little bit better in round two. Make sure to get up to your buzzers. George Bailey gets stuck in a lifeboat in the ocean. Just give up. He is visited by a tiger who shows him what the world would be like without him.
It's a Wonderful Life of Pi.
He didn't buzz.
Buzz. It's a Wonderful Life of Pi.
Ding, 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 ding.
The moon, Mary. The moon. Give me the moon.
Give me the moon, Mary. In the car. Wait, I want to. What should I do? The bit or a story?
The bit's so good.
It seems like you won round two. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, when you introduced JPC, you gave him at least three gifts.
Okay, here we go. Adel grew up on an island in the middle of the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. No one knows about this island.
The Atlanta Ocean.
The Atlanta Ocean. He collects key changes. And his cat wears a top hat. Adel, say hello.
Hello.
And tell us a little bit more about yourself, Adam.
Yes, I collect key changes, which means I collect mermaids' voices mm-hmm. in a jar. A lot of key changes going on with other voices. I call water sauce just because it's kind of fun to do. At parties, I'm a total fucking nightmare. And my dog is named Lampshade, and he is dead 3 years now.
And Adam, do you have any family members in the audience tonight?
Lampshade's corpse is here, and also my stepdad, Gary, give it up.
Yeah! Gary!
Gary is my current stepdad. My mother is dead, but I live with Gary, and Gary is obnoxious but supportive.
240 pounds!
And what's Gary like at parties?
I couldn't get him a comp for the show. He had to buy a ticket, so he paid in British sterling, and he paid 240 pounds.
I'm rich!
He's got fuck you money.
So he's the worst at parties.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we are named Jed.
Stop.
Lockside. All right. Round three. Charismatic magician Atlas leads a team of talented illusionists out of Vietnam as they head upriver to terminate a once promising conjurer who has reportedly gone mad. Conjurer.
What the fuck?
Conjurer. Promising conjurer, sorry.
It's a group
charismatic
of...
charismatic
magician named Atlas
leads a team of talented illusionists out of Vietnam as they head upriver to terminate a once promising conjurer who has reportedly gone mad.
I think I know one of the movies, but I don't know which movie has a magician named Atlas. And I was going to guess The Illusionist, but you said... something about a notorious illusionist or something.
Yeah, that's
so. I don't think they put that
into
the title.
It's also Oh God, what's that?
The Prestige?
No. The one with the magicians that steal like a bank or whatever. What's that? Now you see.
Did you hear that? Those people stole the bank. They picked it up and rolled it out of town.
They took the whole bank. Now you see me. Where's the bank? Fuck. I don't know this movie.
Yeah, I cannot believe that just happened.
Is this a movie we should
know? Is it not Now You See Me? Is it Now You See Me?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
That was insane. You said the name of the movie.
Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
Now You See Me.
Okay, so the movie I was thinking is not correct.
Finding Nemo. What is the name of that movie?
But wait,
That's what you just said.
And Now You See Me, they're not... Oh, the blend is that they're going to kill someone? Wait, what?
Bridge over the river Kwai, You See Me, Now You Don't?
No.
Say it one more time.
Charismatic magician Atlas leads a team of talented illusionists out of Vietnam as they head upriver to terminate a once promising conjurer who has reportedly gone mad. Casey.
Oh, I know this.
What?
Buzz. Apocalypse, Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
Yeah!
Apocalypse,
and Adel takes the lead. Let's check in with his stepdad.
I'm drunk!
Off of what?
I drank my own piss!
What's the alcohol content in that?
Pretty good!
All right. Round four.
I do want to see it. Do we have time for a quick scene?
Of course we do.
Also, I haven't been buzzing because there's a spider on my buzzer. Just so everybody
spider knows. Is the buzzer.
That's not true.
There's a spider on my buzzer. Buzz Lightyear. No, that's the other guy. Woody Allen. Sorry, it's Woody Allen. That's Woody Allen.
The other guy!
There's a snake in my boot.
Oh, boy.
You got a friend in me.
This is good content, right? I want to see a scene, and then we're probably going to go to break. I want to see a scene.
I think
JPC,
we're well beyond a break.
JPC, you're a magician, and Aaron, you are a... Fine, let's just take a break then. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
No. We're like 40 minutes in. We totally forgot to take a break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames and... They allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC, and I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover, and now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be able to
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back, and we're going to go straight into a scene. No, actually, we saw the scene during the break, didn't we?
No!
Yeah, we did. We saw the scene during the break.
And it was great. Maybe our best scene ever.
I would like to do it again, but worse.
Let's continue with the game show.
We'll see
this scene next Halloween.
As is always the case on this show, you can always request any scene that we do to be done again, but worse. We will always acquiesce to that request.
Okay, well, you know what? Then I want to see a scene. So in episode 3 or 4 of our show, we did a scene where JPC, you were my dad.
Okay.
I was a little boy at the circus. Mm-hmm. And Adel, you were a sword swallower who was about to get killed from being tickled.
Okay.
And we're doing that same scene, but worse?
Same scene, but worse.
And this is from over a year ago.
Yes. And then, but even this was from April of 2018. This is when we recorded this episode.
Oh. So somebody's listening for the first time. They are chucking their phone into a river.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Daddy. Daddy.
No, I'm the little boy.
I know.
I'm drinking swords.
Okay, hold on.
I named you Daddy.
I'm going, and I'm the gun. And I'm the father. You have agency. Go kill that man.
I named you Daddy.
Somebody asked for an agent. Hello, I'm with the CAA, and I represent many.
tickle.
Yes, I represent. I represent all the birds in Burning Man.
Does this happen to you? You start to do a scene, and then all of a sudden, all heck breaks loose. Well, I'm Bradley Cooper.
And welcome to hell.
Same.
I think we did a bad job.
Well, we promised it would be worse.
We promised it would be bad. You can't get mad.
We could have at least made it.
Sure, we could have, but did you want to risk it being better than the original?
Why try? When you try, you put yourself out there.
I would have been fine with it being better than the original.
Vulnerability
sucks. That would have been one of the funniest things we've ever done. If we had done a way funnier scene.
If that had been a funnier scene than the original.
Yeah.
Luckily, we don't have to worry about that. This.
Okay.
Is there one more?
Oh, there's two more.
No.
No, yes, because there's a bonus round.
There's round four, and then there's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, two more.
Okay, that's two more. But we might not need it if Adel gets this one.
I know, but we're still going to do the tiebreaker.
Got it.
Nick Cage dons... Oh, wait.
We can put in music.
This is the music we put in. This is the music we put in. What are you talking about?
We actually can't now. Because we have music already.
I haven't been making any noise. That's the music Casey found and put in.
Don't fucking put this on Casey. Don't make it.
It's like if, like if somebody drowned the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music.
Yeah.
And it washed up on shore bloated, and they resuscitated it, and that was its death rattle.
Anytime you hear music in any of these episodes, even if it's just us, what sounds like us being jackasses, that's Casey doing hard work. Casey, add a guitar riff after I just said that.
Adam, that was the most specific insult anyone's ever thrown at me.
Casey,
I can't believe it.
Can you take, you know the sword swallowing scene we just redid, Casey? Can you take that out and put it in a worse scene? Thank you.
Because remember how we killed that scene? We did such a good job.
Wait, Casey, put in gunshots. Blam, blam.
Oh, okay.
We're the worst.
Okay.
Do or do not, there is no taya.
Nick Cage dons a black suit and travels to a secluded island in search of a missing girl. Once there, he proceeds to kick the shit out of every man, woman, and bee that gets in his way.
Woman and bee?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, I know this one.
You better puzz. Yep.
Do you want to steal? Do you know it?
I know one of them. I don't know the other one.
The movie is the John Wicker Man.
Mm-hmm.
John Wicker Man.
A movie I would never see if you gave me a billion, quadrillion
dollars. Wait, which one? John Wick or The Wicker Man?
Both. John Wick's fantastic.
No, and The Wicker Man's actually really good, too. Right.
I mean, new one?
What's that?
The Nicolas Cage one?
The new one? Is there an older one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a remake?
It's like a 60s horror film.
Oh, yeah. It's just prime Cage. Like, he is fantastically Cage in it.
I do want to see a scene.
He's a terrible actor.
Yep.
This is a movie called Fantastically Cage. JPC, you're playing Nicolas Cage. Aaron, you're playing a bee, and you're on a first date.
I hope you're not allergic to anything.
Just myself.
Just kidding, because you're a bee.
I actually am allergic to bee.
You are?
Yeah, one time I put my sneakers
on. Huh?
One time I put my sneakers on, and there was a bee in my sneakers, and I stepped on it, and it died, and it was also my husband. That's why I'm on this date.
You're asking me to freaking believe that you are allergic to what you are?
Are you bankrupt? What's your deal financially right now?
It's pretty bleak. I'm a Coppola.
I have a... La, 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 la. I have a question. I have a question. Would you?
Are we gonna have sex tonight?
If I sting you once, I die immediately. But I do have a question.
Sure.
About the movie Face Off. How did you get into character as John Travolta when John Travolta was seemingly in your body?
I can help answer that.
Oh, God.
It's me, Woody Allen.
Scene. I knew the minute I did my Travolta, I'm like 3 seconds until JPC calls me.
The amount of energy I saw JPC exude when he went, ay, 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 ay.
JPC, watching you, I wish we had video of this, watching you try and find Nicolas Cage's voice, giving up and playing the human incarnation of an electric guitar.
So that wasn't even JBC. That was sounds brilliant. Like Casey
that
was,
sounds
added.
Casey, thank you, Casey.
End of the episode. He
but I love that
scene.
You just gave up and you're like, I don't know, I'll just be like, if an electric guitar became human.
You do it better, Nicolas Cage.
What? Okay. Is anybody going to eat these breadsticks?
I'm just doing Andy Samberg doing Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, well, imitation's the palest form of flattery.
The palest?
The palest ale of Sean.
Aaron, can we do this tiebreaker?
Mm-hmm.
And can it be worth 3 points? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
That great. Sounds fine. That's
we have to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Ooh, James Brown.
I'm Nicolas Cage. Face off.
Sandy? All right.
Hey, look, I'm raising Arizona.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Why couldn't you just put the bunny down?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker. Bing. This movie tells...
You've got mail.
Come on.
Aaron, quit using Bing.
Google. This movie tells the story of an aspiring actress and a towering kaiju from the depths of the ocean who are struggling to make ends meet in a city known for crushing hopes and breaking hearts.
Buzz. South Pacific Rim.
No, but that's... You made up another one.
Yeah, I don't know what the first one is.
I know it's Pacific Rim.
No, it's not.
No?
It's not Pacific Rim.
And it has to do with kaiju?
Mm-hmm. This movie tells the story of an aspiring actress and a towering kaiju from the depths of the ocean who are struggling to make ends meet in a city known for their crushing hopes and breaking hearts.
Buzz?
Yes.
La La Land before time... La La Land of...
You got one of them.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, it's La La Land second. Do you know? You know.
La La Land is second?
Mm-hmm.
Mothra La Land...
And it's not Pacific.
What?
God's Buzz.
What?
Godzilla La La Land.
Yeah.
Oh, is kaiju like a term that is
it's
applied
any,
for
any large any Japanese
sea monster?
Monster?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Okay.
I believe so. I don't want to speak with authority.
Okay.
But I have this on badge.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Adel, you're a college professor, but you don't want to speak. You don't want to like claim you know anything.
You want me to do a scene where I don't want to speak?
No, you don't want to like...
okay, let's
no doubt.
No, no.
Casey?
You don't want to be... You don't want to speak from authority. You're just like, yeah. Maybe this is true. Yeah.
Any specific course?
JBC, pick the course.
Dessert. Because
you're the student in there.
Great.
You're the student in there.
Why don't you both be student?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Welcome to 140 Desserts. You're the only two that signed up, but we are in this embarrassingly large auditorium. My name is Professor Flan.
No reaction.
Huh?
No reaction.
Yeah, no relation. You're right. No relation to the dessert. I did not come up with Flan. That would be my dad, Mr. Flan. He also came up with Flan Bay, which is a way to cook, I think. I don't want to... Who? I want
to... Cough sound that Casey will add later.
Ooh, coffee sounds great. I don't want to speak from any place of authority, but I've eaten dessert. Who here has eaten desserts? Raise your hand.
I raise my hand.
Okay.
What
desserts have you eaten?
What's that?
Give me a dessert and I'll give you the history of that dessert.
Chicken cordon bleu?
Chicken cordon bleu, great example. So sometimes people are crazy and eat something savory for desserts. Now, chicken cordon bleu, and correct me if I'm wrong, which I probably am. Cordon bleu is, of course, do you know Corbin Burnson?
I meant tiramisu.
Yes.
I got him confused.
Terence Misu, yes. Terence Misu is a French chef, pastry chef.
Yes.
I believe created the...
Chicken cordon bleu.
Cordon bleu. Uh-huh. And, I gotta be honest.
I
went to this college
dessert.
And I graduated. Couldn't get a job anywhere. They said they'd take me on. They said I could teach whatever I wanted. I was eating a box of pie that I was gonna then put a gun in my mouth and I decided...
You were eating a box of pie?
Mm-hmm.
Uncooked box of pie?
Uncooked box of pie?
Well, I have a question about a dessert.
Okay.
What about 7-Eleven Slurpees with a Twizzler for a straw?
That sounds pretty good.
Is that a dessert?
Is that a dessert?
Anything you eat after you've already eaten is dessert.
So when you're sad and you go into your cupboard and you take a handful of unsweetened chocolate chips from
She's
your cupboard.
She's about to sing a song.
When you're sad and you go into your cupboard to get a hand... If I sing slow, will they stop me? Handful of unsweetened chocolate
Casey,
chips.
Take out that inner monologue.
Put the inner monologue back in, please, chocolate chips, when you're sad.
So if I'm getting this right, what you're asking me, are our chocolate chips a dessert? Well, I'm dumb as shit, but I also know one thing is to be known first. Anything chocolate can be eaten for dessert. That's true. How about I give an A and
chicken cordon bleu?
Yay!
Chicken cordon bleu. Pick-a-ding, boom, boom.
Who won that game? What? Why?
Let's hear from Addle's stepdad.
I'm getting evicted.
Nice job, Gary.
And one more time from JPC's stepdad.
I forget what I sound like. We're the same guy. Woo, 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 woo. Ric Flair.
Can we do, as my prize.
Hugh, I'm sorry. We're the same guy.
The same guy.
Help
JPC
me.
Does that to a lot of people he meets on the street. He just walks up to somebody, he's like, we're the same guy.
I start conversations with, hey, we're the same guy.
He's confused like a baby. He doesn't know where he stops and everyone else.
And he'll go up to like a parrot and be like, hey, we're the same guy.
Well,
you and me.
Birds of a feather.
And JBC, tell Adel what his prize is.
Wait, can I decide my prize?
You get to kick me in the butt.
Yeah.
I get to kick you in the butt? No, I want that one.
What was the prize that you wanted?
I just want to do one round of take a chance on me, but instead of take a chance on me, we say chicken cordon bleu. And you two do the chicken cordon bleu.
Okay, I'll get ready.
What's the song?
So the song is Take a Chance on Me, and in the song they go, take a chance, take a chance.
Oh, so I'll do chicken instead of chance. Take a chick, take a chick, take a chick, chicken, take a chick, take a chick, take a chick, a chicken.
I just tricked Aaron into singing. Chicken cordon bleu.
That would have been so cool if you had committed. Ready? I'll do it again. And now you're going to actually do it.
But JPC has to get into it.
What am I doing in this
part? The same thing as I'm doing.
I'm just saying the same thing.
Take a chick, take a chick, take a chick, chicken, take a chick, take a chick, take a chick, chicken, take a chick, take a chick, take a chick, chicken, take a chick, take a chick, take a chick, chicken.
Chicken cordon bleu, when I'm feeling sad. Gotta eat a bird, gotta think of dad. Gotta get a sauce, mix it up in a bowl. Chicken's a bird, known as a fowl.
Because you know I got so much that I want to do.
Chicken cordon bleu.
I think I heard everyone unsubscribe from our podcast and during that.
Huh. Did you hear that on your phone? Because I heard all those dings. Casey, take out those dings.
No, make them louder, Casey. Well, you know, when we all three collectively sigh into the microphone, that usually means we're just about done with the old Hey Riddle Riddle podcast.
Adel, what have you got to plug?
What I want to plug is just one thing. This is Doctor Recommendations. And if you're ever in Chicago, there's a little place in Logan Square called Pretty Cool that I stopped in the other day, and they sell ice cream, homemade ice cream bars and popsicles and stuff. I got a popsicle from there the other day that was apple cider donut popsicle, and it changed my fucking life. So go to Pretty Cool. I think it's on California, but check it out.
Oh, I've been there. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Did you like it?
It's so good. So it was... I'm not their target market because I'm not a popsicles guy, and I thought that they might have like... other stuff that I would enjoy, and the people that I went with were all like, "Oh, it's popsicles," and I was like, "Oh, I went
popsicles
there,
and ice cream bars, and that's it."
I thought for a long time, like, how does there deserve to be a popsicle restaurant?
Kind of cool though.
It's pretty big too.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty big.
If you go, tweet me, and I'll meet you there because it's like 5 minutes from my house.
If you go, tweet me, and I'll meet you there.
I got nothing going on
at any time.
Night or day.
Tweet Adel if you're at Pretty Cool.
Only if it's your half birthday. If it's your half birthday, Adel, me either.
Yes, that's true.
JPC?
So back up in my neck of the woods in Lincoln Square, there is a popcorn shrimp pop-up called Mr. Popper's Penguin Shrimp. And it is...
It's not called Dennis Poppers?
It's called Dennis Poppers. and it is the bee's knees. I love this place. So tweet me if you're at Mr. Popper's Popcorn Chicken Tracker and
Dennis Popper's Chicken
Tracker Trippin'. Well, you order the shrimp, but the rest is for chicken. Tweet me when you're there. It's 5 minutes from my house.
So nothing to plug.
I'm always... No, I don't have anything to plug. And I don't like plugging stuff, so I won't.
But I will. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. And that's, if you look in my bio or you just click around, you'll find my Welcome Back series. Or type in Welcome Back Aaron Keefe into YouTube. I made a web series that I'm super proud of with a lot of very, very funny people. And I would love for you to check it out. And
hold on, Aaron. I want to see just how good the SEO is on this thing. I'm going to type welcome back Aaron Keefe into YouTube and see what pops up.
Okay. While he does that, I'm going to kick JPC in the butt as hard as I can.
Okay. Ow!
Sorry, your hair. It's just, it makes you look.
All right, Aaron. Well, you're going to look pretty dumb because there is a bunch of stuff for somebody's web series. And then if I scroll
back,
down six videos, there is the World News Tonight at the Kalamazoo Improv Fest.
Mm.
So you could watch.
I'm in that, and so is Adel.
You can watch that. That is there. World News Tonight at the Kalamazoo Improv Festival. How many views do we think this video has, guys?
28.
400? 300?
1,200. That's a lot of people who have watched that. And if we had to guess how many thumbs ups it has.
Oh, how many thumbs down does it have?
Just 10.
Oh.
No, it has 43 thumbs up and one thumbs down. And the one thumbs,
I gave it down, the thumbs down
was me just
now.
I just disliked it. So if you are listening to this podcast, please find the World News Tonight KZU Improv Fest video. Give it a big old thumbs down.
No, don't, because that's not for the Kalamazoo Improv Festival. They're so nice.
Well, you're right. Give it a thumbs down.
Comment that you hate us specifically.
Give it a thumbs down and make sure you leave a comment about what you don't like about Aaron's hair.
Bye forever. Casey, can you insert a Jupiter?
Jupiter.
But make it sound dumb and robotic.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Her name is Erin. She was born in 1991 in a small farm in Missouri. When she was born, the moon was out. And the world was ready for her. She then moved
to Baltimore, Maryland. And the moon was out. Look at that tall girl, everyone said. What a tall, powerful woman.
JBC?
Why, that's no woman. That's an old tree. That's an old Baltimore tree.
Let's cut it down, they screamed.
And the town whipped into a blood frenzy, took axes to the woman. Tree. Oh, boy. Well, you got
me. And the tree's kids scream.
You got me.
Take me to jail.
I'm under arrest, aren't
I? I'm an LA-6 and a Baltimore tree.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.